I tell you what. This will be a new part of the walks where I go in the car and get something. What was I getting last time? Gloves. Well, I don't need gloves this time, but it's mildly windy. So I'm going to put a large fuzzy green wind absorber over the microphones so it doesn't get rattled. The rattle sound is a little bit like this. The wind likes nothing better than to find microphones and then rub itself all over. Oh, there it is. Where is this bit here? Of course, windscreens of all kinds are difficult to use when you are old, when it is dark, and when you don't know how. Three categories to which I am a proud member. Something is not working. What is this? Oh, there it is. Here it goes, going in. In goes the microphone. And there we are. A surgical procedure. Now today is the very grim 15th of October. And when I say October, I mean April. You see, April is a flowery month. It's the month of flowers. I picture daisies and daffodils. Spring in bloom. I don't picture disasters. It's an October disaster, a cold, bleak day of disasters. And I'm speaking of the explosions, the bombs in Boston. At this point, it seems as though two people died and 100 or so were injured. And like all disasters, there are fresh pages of new, untrue information alongside new pages of truth along the path. And it's very interesting how both are simultaneous. Real clues and red herrings. So for a while, the other bomb explosion at the John F. Kennedy Library was being called unrelated. And then for a short time, there was some word that it was an explosion, but set off by employees on purpose in a mechanical room. And then after some more time, there was some admission that, yes, this seems to be connected. Now, there's, of course, the speculation, the news persons knew. Vocation seems to be speculation. Not only do they report on the news, but they guess about it. And we want them to guess. We want to know what they think. We want to have experts who know the signs of this and that, who've seen such things, or who are capable of making guesses for us. We enjoy guesses when there's nothing else. That is why we have weathermen. We don't know for sure, but they can look at the patterns and they can divine in the tea leaves that they have upon the computer what might happen. And so these experts that we consult these bomb experts, these terrorist experts, these radical home front experts. I'm sure my own opinions on this matter, my own speculations, are as naive and common as anyone living in all of Lemon. What ideas can I have that are new and are unthought of? Of course, I have trouble holding my own embarrassingly simple thoughts to myself, keeping them to myself. My first thought was the bomb seemed too small to be Al-Qaeda. Why would they step down in scale? In order to advance their narrative, they would have to make a step larger, not smaller, and that is perhaps why they haven't struck for so long. Because the next chapter must be to raise the tension, to raise the ante. If they don't raise the ante, it's not worth it, because then they are less frightening than they were. They need to become more frightening, for that is the tool of the terrorists. Now, some people think it's home. Some radicals, extremists from the right wing, the Tea Party, all that. That's certainly possible. It's Patriots' Day, John F. Kennedy Library. I suppose you can put these things together. But to me, I'm going to guess it's a single person, a single, very unwell person, like any one of these recent shooters at the schools, a Newtown shooter. It may be a gun enthusiast who is incredibly enraged about the debate around guns. But I would say it is someone of that ilk, a very unsatisfied, very unwell customer who is seeking a revenge that is not his. And I don't know if you could hear that. Escaping deer. I would like to say moose, and then myself be 3 or 4 steps more grand. There are only 5 grand steps, if you wonder. First grand step is waking up in the morning and remembering who you are. Second grand step, remembering the duties of your day, facing them, agreeing to them, taking them on, getting dressed, cleaned, each to breakfast, and go about it. Grand level 3. Making a new discovery, keeping yourself alive to possibilities. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean inventing a new table condiment, a new machine for the kitchen? Is it, by grand, do I mean grand in scale? No, I mean grand in quality. This simply means, at some point later in the day, remembering who you are. And how do you do that? You do that by stepping off the train of your life. The ridiculous smell the flowers phrase comes to mind, but if that works for you, stop and smell the flowers, but it's never that. You can try that, but it doesn't work. It's a moment when you suddenly stand into your full body, your spine straightens and then softens. Your eyes settle. Your mind ceases its activity. You're no longer working. You're no longer the functionary, the robot, doing what you must do, doing what hopefully you enjoy doing to an extent, understanding that requirement of compromise, an agreeable compromise, hopefully. And then, through that agency of being alive for a moment, being restored. That's grand level 3. Grand level 4, you have just seen me face down a moose. Face a fear. A grand fear. Now, again, it can be something small. Talking during a meeting, bringing up a problem with a friend, that a problem you don't want to bring up because you're afraid something bad will happen. Or it can be as mighty as facing down Old Yellowneck, the great yellow-brown moose of the North Woods, as I've just done. Be gone, Yellowneck. You heard me. His great wish to stomp me and kick me and push his enormous airplane antlers into my body. But no. One look at me, and he thought to himself, this is a man who's seen the first 3 grand levels of the day and will likely now see his 4th. I shall be gone. So there are sad tragedies every day, of course, but most of them are not as universally observed. We did not all feel them. But this is one of those tragedies. Not many people died, but many, many people were reminded of their fear. Reminded that they are waiting for something that they do not want to happen, but which they expect is coming. Is that true? Is something dark coming? Well, of course. But not, it doesn't mean that it comes tomorrow. It could be 7 million years from now in the sun reaches that point when it can no longer sustain itself. So for this Odiclone walk, as I'm calling them, we'll put in the song that could be my favourite on the album Roy and I did, The Fingerprints of the Fallen Down, which I think is appropriate considering the day. It's a song of some measure of grief, some mystery of story, and some sense of what? Unification, I suppose, at the end. Thank you. often steal good and find the bends. The backbone of the city till the end. Like bluebells on mountainside, smoke on the sea, the sidewalks and diaries won't set you free. These are the fingerprints of the falling down. Are you subaltern? You upside down.
Starting to see the sky.